A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. In case you're wondering where Ramona is, it's in San Diego County, San Diego, California, known for the San Diego famous SeaWorld and what? Mission Beach, La Jolla. And we are 35 minutes from downtown San Diego. A Touch from Above, Prayer Mountain. Also, A Church Alive is worth a drive. We're about 35 to 40 miles from anywhere throughout San Diego County. So please come on up. Dress warm. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's amazing. We are a church without walls. We have a beautiful wooden pavilion that we have our services under. Come on. Come a little bit early. Come at 10 o'clock. Grab you a cup of coffee at the little deli. And grab your chair and bring your Bibles, bring your notebooks, and bring a pen or a pencil. Word up, I'm telling you, word up. Well, we've been talking about God hates pride. This is number three. God hates pride. God hates pride. Pride, pride, pride. God hates pride. God, the Bible says, but He, God Almighty, gives more grace. More grace. He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I don't know about you, but I want God's blessing to come upon my life. I don't want to be plagued by the demon spirit of pride that has just came in and just like a flood has just taken over in our nation. We are seeing that when people are confronted, people are corrected. We're watching that even in the body of Christ. So I want to encourage you. I began to share yesterday's message, and you can log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. If you'd like to listen to all of these, you can download them, you can share them. You know, pride is a destroying demonic spirit that has one agenda: kill, steal, and destroy. Satan is the author of pride. That's his name, Leviathan, pride. He lifts himself up, he exalts himself. And how does he work? How does Satan work? He's, you know, I shared in our first one, there's a three-way parallel. There's a spiritual realm of God, there's a natural realm of man, and then there's a spiritual realm of the devil. And the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And if you're not careful and you're not led by the Spirit of the living God, when you're born again, and when you get the Word of God inside of you and you begin to run the race that God has set before you, you've got to allow God's Word to clean you up from the inside out. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians that the washing of the Word, as the Word washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Word of God is so powerful. We shared yesterday the story about Saul, how God sent the prophet to tell him to destroy all of the Amalekites. But you know what? Saul in his pride, yeah, he did destroy, but you know what? He took Agag, the king, and he took the sheep, and he took the oxen, and he took everything that was amazing and wonderful. He plundered and took it for himself, but his excuse was, when the prophet came back to him and confronted him, his excuse is, well, you know what? They did it. They brought the sacrifice. So they brought the sheep and the oxen and everything to sacrifice to your God. You see, people make excuses today. And I like how the prophet tells Saul, the prophet Samuel, you know what? God's not going to put up with our excuses. You know, excuses are just nothing but demonic forces of pride trying to get you to deny, to take accountability of what you have done wrong. So the prophet tells Saul, he says, has the Lord great delight in burnt offerings? In other words, he's saying, do you think God really cares that you're planning to bring these animals to sacrifice them to him? As in obeying the voice of the Lord, did not God tell you to destroy everything? Why in the world do you think that sacrificing is more important than obeying God's word? He said, behold, behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of the rams. Do you understand what the prophet Samuel was saying to Saul? He said, do you really think, let me paraphrase this, are you really thinking that God is more concerned of your little sacrifices when you have completely disobeyed? Do you think he's really going to care about the fat of the rams when you have walked in nothing but disobedience and you have not obeyed? And then he nails it. One more time, even worse. He said, for rebellion. Do you understand what he just told Saul? He said, your rebellion. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Do you understand the demonic force? Saul caused all of his men to sin because of one man's pride. One man's pride. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. Do you understand the stubbornness of Saul's heart? How many Christians out there that are very stubborn today? Well, what happens with stubbornness? He said, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Why is stubbornness like idolatry? Because stubbornness says, you know what? I am so important and I am my own idol. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Witchcraft manipulates every single thing around a person that is walking in pride. When you have a marriage and you have one, a husband or a wife, that's in pride, they manipulate the whole arena. Well, if you would do this, if you would do that, if you would do this, if only you would do this, then I wouldn't be so upset. That's nothing but a demon spirit of pride. Because wherever there's pride, there's strife. Well, if she would do this, and if she would do that, and if he would do this, and he would... No, you got a demon spirit in your house. You have a demon spirit that's coming in for one purpose: kill, steal, and destroy. You need to cast that thing out of your home, because let me tell you something. That evil thing will come in and destroy not only you, but your entire children. And stubbornness is as iniquity of idolatry. And when you're stubborn, you know what? You become your own God. And the prophet Samuel addressed Saul very clearly, because you have rejected the word of the Lord has rejected you from being king. That very moment, that very moment, those words came out of the prophet Samuel. The Spirit of God left Saul. That Spirit, the Spirit of the anointing of the Almighty God. Do you understand? The Spirit to reason correctly, the ability to see and to hear the voice of God. You see, those demonic forces that Saul opened up to, if he only realized that God said in his own words, I regretted that he made Saul king. I don't know about you. When you and I are brought into the kingdom of God, the Bible tells you and I that he has made us kings and priests in his kingdom. God has called us. He has separated us. He has brought us into his purpose. And when we are in, he says we are his chosen people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, separated, consecrated unto our God. But if we willfully disobey God, if we willfully continually do what we want to do instead of what God says to do, pride is very dangerous. Pride makes you a liar. You know, Psalms chapter 59, verse 12 says, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak. You see, because there's a lying spirit that comes with that demon spirit of pride. But the people took the plunder, said Saul. But the people took it, and we were going to sacrifice to your God, Samuel. You see, he was making so many excuses. Pride, oh my goodness, pride lifts itself up above God's word. But let me tell you, it leads to destruction. Pride makes them look and act like a victim. Saul became like a victim. Oh, now he hated David. Why? Because God's anointing left Saul and fell upon David. But now Saul was filled with lying spirits. He was filled with torment. He was angry. He hated that God had literally, he knew that there was something powerful over David's life. And now he didn't understand, because now he couldn't hear the voice of God. Do you know how many Christians say, but I don't hear God's voice anymore. God doesn't talk to me anymore. You know what? I always think in my mind, you better get on your knees and you better pray and figure out why. The Bible says sin separates you from your God. Not only that, but pride blinds you from doing what is right. Saul knows the evilness of witchcraft. Saul had destroyed all the mediums, the sorcerers, but guess what happens? When you end up doing wrong willfully and you allow pride to enter in, you begin to do stupid. I'm telling you, you begin to do stupid. 1 Samuel chapter 28, you find Saul, he comes in, and guess what he does? He looks for a medium, somebody in witchcraft, to speak, because he can't hear God's voice. You ever see those Christians that run around from place to place to place? I don't feel God anymore. I don't feel his presence. I just don't know. You better get your rumpus bumpus in the prayer mountain up in one of those prayer grottos, and you better pray and fast for a couple days, and you better find out what you need to repent of so that God can come in and hear, you can hear his voice once again. You see, pride is a blinding, ugly demon force. And here you have Saul. The Spirit of God has left him, but now he's desperate. And we're going to go into 1 Samuel chapter 28. He knows what's wrong. Let me tell you what the scripture says. He that knows what to do and doesn't do it, to him it is counted as sin. Saul knew that a medium, a sorcerer, somebody in witchcraft, was against God's law. But you know what? Now he's going to one of them to try to find God's voice. Are you kidding? How many Christians have you told, listen, don't go to those tarot cards. What are you doing going to see the movie Wicked? What are you doing getting involved in witchcraft? What are you doing looking at your fortune-telling thing? What are you doing reading the horoscope? What are you doing? A Christian shouldn't do that. Let me tell you the problem with Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 28, reading in verse 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets. Yet Samuel said to his servants, find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, in fact, there is a woman who is a medium in Endor. So Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes. And he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, please conduct a seance for me. Are you kidding me? And bring up for me the one I shall name to you. Then the woman said to him, look, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off the mediums and the spiritualists from the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my life to cause me to die? So Saul swore to the woman, the medium, the soothsayer, by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. You see, those that say, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, I love the Lord, and the Lord hasn't spoken to me that I can't go over there. No, the Lord hasn't spoken to me that I can't watch those terrible movies. That's because you don't hear his voice anymore. That's why he hasn't spoken to you. Then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, bring up Samuel for me. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. Now remember, you think it's Samuel the prophet? It's not Samuel the prophet. It's a demon spirit. Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. And the king said to her, do not be afraid. What did you see? And the woman said to Saul, I saw a spirit descending out of the earth. So Saul said to her, what is his form? And she said, an old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped his face to the ground and bowed down. Let me stop there. How many Christians go to mediums that say they're going to bring up the dead for them, or they go to the funerals, or they go to the cemeteries and say, you know what, they're not there. It's appointed unto man once to die. After death is the judgment. They're not coming back, guys. Those are demonic, lying spirits. And let me tell you something. Saul thought, he said he perceived. You have to listen to me. Now Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me? This is a demon pretending to be Saul the prophet, Samuel the prophet. And Saul answered and said, I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called you that you may reveal to me what I should do. Then Samuel said, why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? I don't know about you, but that's pretty heavy duty. And the Lord has done for himself as he spoke by me. For the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand, and he's given it to your neighbor David, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, nor execute his fierce wrath upon the Amalekite. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Do you understand? Those demons just told Saul, you're going to be with me tomorrow. Not only you, but all of your men in battle and your sons and his armor bearer, just to let you know. And you will, look what he says here, deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. And the Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Immediately Saul fell length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day and all night. Let me stop there for a moment. Do you understand what is happening? This demon spoke a word of death over Saul because Saul was full of pride. Pride comes before a great fall. If you get to the very end of 1 Samuel, it is so sad because Saul, one man's demonic, stinking, exalting of himself in pride, caused his entire army to be destroyed, caused his armor bearer, and the last chapter of 1 Samuel, chapter 31, verse 5, and when his armor bearer saw Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul, his three sons, his armor bearer, and all of his men died together that same day. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's why you have to not give in to the demonic spirit of pride. Pride destroys. Pride kills. The Bible tells you and I that there's a blessing to us that walk in humility. You don't have to exalt yourself. You don't have to, you know, defend yourself. You know what? I have people that come that get upset at me for preaching this truth, and they get upset. There is nothing I can do to defend myself. Why? Because it's God's word. He defends his own self. But it's important that I don't let my pride rise up. Why? Because James 4, verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. You see, God protects those who trust in him. Those who are humble before him, God will protect you. I'm telling you, all throughout the Word of God, you will find those that have exalted themselves up in pride have fallen to terrible destruction. So when God blesses your life financially or in a position of ministry, you know what? You've got to remember, you know what? You got to keep your heart with all humility. You got to walk in the loneliness of what Jesus has done. You got to remember the prophet said to Saul, when you were little in your own eyes. Ooh. When you were little in your own eyes. You see, Saul forgot where he came from. If you forget where you come from, God brought you up out of the miry pit of sin and hell. He placed your feet upon the solid rock of Jesus. It wasn't by your own doing, darling. The Bible says that you didn't choose God. God chose you. You didn't get saved because one day you said, oh my goodness, I think I'm a sinner. I'm going to run to Jesus. No, you were down in the miry pit of hell, and your nose was so deep in that stink that God said, that poor thing, I'm going to lift him up out of that junk. And the Holy Spirit brought a conviction over you and drew you into the house of God. And somehow, by the grace of God, that calling of your heart led you to an altar of repentance. And you went on your knees and you cried out before God. You said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. Please forgive me, Lord. And you know what? And God, in his mercy, God, in his grace, saved you and delivered you and restored your life. So you have to remember when you are little in your own eyes. Don't exalt yourself. You know, I can't believe how many people I hear exalt themselves. I'm so great. I'm so wonderful. I'm so fantastic. No, you're nothing. Pride comes before a fall. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You want to stay tuned? I'm not done yet. I have two more days. I'm going to take you through the Word of God, and I want you to know God hates pride, but God gives grace to the humble. He loves you. Thank you so much for joining me every day. I'm Dr. Luana. I love you. Don't forget, we're a listener-supported program. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Give online at atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about his plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about his plan for her life, and he can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.